I haven't had a good night of sleep in 5 years. I can't even forgive myself sometimes for what I did. My name is Danny, and I have a terrifying experience to get off my chest. I always wanted to fit in with my friend group, but no matter what I do, I was always the odd one out. But one thing I had in common with everyone was I am a horror fanatic. That's what got me into the group, at least. See, if I wasn't a big horror fan, I wouldn't have made it in. I don't have any siblings growing up. I was mainly alone during my childhood when my mother worked long-hour shifts. My love for horror came at a very young age for me. When I was scavenging my mother's closet for something to play with, I stumbled across an old, dust-covered box. It was full to the brim of old horror movies. I was hooked, seeing all the gore and killing the horror movies portrayed. It made me feel better about my lack of human connection and social status. My friend group consisted of 4. Zara, Hayden, Tammy, and myself. I was the black sheep of the friend group, mainly because I rarely talked to any of them. One day, we sat on the far side of the cafeteria near the corner. Sharing cringe horror was our speciality, especially Tammy. Tammy was the bold one out of our small friend group. She always wanted to play paranormal games like Bloody Mary, the elevator game, and so on. Hayden was the typical prankster and all-around jerk. One time, he pranked a kid by inviting her to a fake birthday party. When she eventually found out the party invitation was fake, she tried to stab him. But that's a story for another time. There isn't too much to say about Zara. She barely talks to anyone. She lets her long, shaggy brown hair cover her face and ghostly pale skin. She's genuinely an alright person. Rumors floated around the school of an abandoned mental hospital that recently caught fire last night. I wasn't too keen on exploring places, especially abandoned hospitals, but I couldn't say I was scared. Tammy would never let me live it down. Tammy was the first one to address the rumors. She slammed her fist against the table, looked at us with a bright grin on her face. As she pushed her glasses up to her freckle-filled face, she spoke in an interested tone.
Guys, have you heard the rumors?
Hayden set his Sprite can down and wiped his mouth with his wrist.
What rumors?
He asked, raising a brow to her question. Her grin grew wider, and she reached into her pocket for her phone. She shoved her phone into Hayden's face, and he grabbed it to read what was on the screen. I leaned over a bit to catch a glimpse of what he was reading, his big, brawny shoulders nearly blocking the view of the phone. He handed Tammy her phone back, and he rubbed his face. She looked at us with an excited look and shook in her seat while trying not to fall out of the chair.
After school, we're going to that abandoned hospital,
she said with authority as she looked at our reactions. I gave her a weirded-out look and started shaking my head no.
Wait, let me get this straight. You want us to go to an abandoned hospital for what, exactly?
I asked, while I turned my body to face hers.
For my YouTube channel. What's with all the questions, Dan? Are you in or out?
She asked with a grin on her face. Hayden and Zara turned to face me and waited for my response. I slowly turned my head back towards Tammy and nodded my head.
Good. Do you know how many views we're going to get from this video?
She yelled at me while shaking my body around. She leapt up from her chair and grabbed her things. She left a list of everything we would need. I left everything to Zara and Hayden as I left the cafeteria. I walked out of the school building and walked over toward the bike rack. I unhooked my bike and started riding back home. As I pedaled home, the abandoned hospital couldn't leave my mind. All I could think about was all the germs and diseases in that disgusting place. Looking back at it now, I should have backed out and pretended to be sick. But knowing Hayden and Tammy, they wouldn't let me live it down. As I got to my driveway, I got off my bike and parked it on the side of the house. I walked up to my front door and flipped over the welcome mat and grabbed the small bronze-colored key. As I opened the door, the cold air blasted my face and I walked in.
I set my bag on the ground and walked to the refrigerator. A pink sticky note was left on the refrigerator door. Working late again. Won't be back until 2:30. Love, Mom. I sighed in relief as I was alone at home. I walked over toward my computer to sign in and went straight to Google. I searched up the abandoned hospital and read the articles about it. At least over 30 people died there. Horrible experiments were ran on patients, no proper health care, harsh living conditions, abuse. The list goes on. When the public got wind of what the hospital was involved with, they wanted everyone involved dead. The owner, William D. Harris, was put on trial. He bought out the judge and was hit with a slap on the wrist soon after trial. William was found with his body torn to shreds in his own hospital. Ever since the day of his death, the hospital was abandoned and out of use. I turned the computer off and checked my phone. 6:35. I better start heading over there, I said, while digging through the kitchen drawer to grab a flashlight. Before leaving, I walked towards the cabinet and grabbed a pack of fruit snacks, then headed out. I stepped out of the house and shut the door behind me, and grabbed my bike to pedal towards the back roads. While pedaling toward the location of the abandoned hospital, I checked around me. Nothing but big tall trees and forest. As the sky grew dark, the air was heavy, like bricks were placed onto my chest. As I got toward the entrance to the hospital, everyone was already set and ready.
Finally, for a second there we thought you backed out, Tammy cackled as she set up her camcorder.
I sat my bike down against a tree and walked towards Hayden as he dug into his blue bag. What you looking for? I asked, glancing at his bag. Hayden grabbed and pulled out a handgun from his bag. He cocked it back and shoved it into his waistband and looked up at me.
Dude, what the hell?
I replied, while taking a step back.
Gotta have it just in case. Don't know what kind of sickos would be in there.
There's probably no need for that, dude. Jesus.
Just don't point it at us, please. I said, with worry in my voice. I slowly backed up from Hayden and walked myself toward Tammy.
Hey, Tam.
I was interrupted by Tammy shoving her camcorder into my arms.
Here, you're my cameraman for this video. All you need to do is keep the camera on me and record until I get into the building. Got it?
I slowly nodded at her question before putting the camera back on her.
Record now.
She pointed both fingers towards me. I pressed the small switch on the camcorder and pointed it towards Tammy's direction. I shot her a thumbs up. She got a little closer and stared into the camcorder.
All right, you two. It's your girl, Tam4 Horror, and today we're here at Williams D. Mental Hospital, and we're going to play a game of hide-and-seek.
I slowly turned the camcorder towards the decrepit building. The building looked like it went through hell and back. The once scarlet red hospital was a place for redemption for the unstable turned hellhole. The building was old and run down. The raggedy building stood up on a small hill with old, rotting, cracked stone steps leading to the hospital. It had an eerie feeling to it, like it generated a bad aura. I'm not a spiritual person, and not in the slightest, but it was more of a gut feeling. I wanted to follow my gut feeling and drop the camcorder and bike all the way to my house. But I couldn't. We slowly made our way toward the hospital's entrance. The stench from the building was gut-wrenching. The door frames were covered top to bottom in moss and unknown black spots. As we entered the building, the atmosphere changed drastically. The air felt heavier and more thick. It was harder for me to breathe, and with every step we took deeper into the hospital, the damp ground made squish and splat sounds like we were stepping in rain puddles.
Doesn't this look awesome, guys?
She yelled out into the spiral steps going up. I turned the camera on the old raggedy steps and used my free hands to shine my flashlight on the rust-covered stairs.
This is trippy for it to be an old building.
It's still standing when it's rotting from the inside out, I said, facing toward Hayden and Zara.
Alrighty, guys, it's time to play hide-and-seek. Who's going to go in first?
She asked around, looking at everyone in the small circle. Zara slowly raised her hands to volunteer.
I'll go,
she muttered softly. Tammy jumped up with excitement and snatched the camera out of my hands and shoved it into Zara's chest.
Count to 50, and if you find us, we have to help you look for the others,
Tammy explained to Zara before running down the hall into slight darkness. Zara started her count, and I started running down the opposite hallway from Tammy. Hayden followed Tammy in pursuit as Zara got to 20. I was a good distance from her. I shined my flashlight against the wall. All the dirt and muck covered the white walls with dirty, dingy flowers. I looked around the hallway and saw two doors on each side. I opened the door on the right and closed it behind me. Looking around the room at a patient's bed in the far left corner and a cabinet on the far right side of the room. A stench of mud filled the air, and the rug in the room dampened with dirt water from recent flooding. After a few minutes in the somewhat decent-sized room, I heard a light sound of metal dragging against the wall down the hall from the room I was in. I slowly got to my knees to crawl over towards the door to cause less noise. Putting my right eye against the small keyhole, I looked around the best I could. The dragging of metal stopped mere inches away from me. I quickly turned my flashlight off and was consumed by complete darkness. A scraping noise came from the other side of the door, then slowly to the door handle. As the door handle twisted and turned, I quickly ran over toward the bed and slid under it. The door pushed open. Two big pairs of gray-looking feet walked into the room. It sniffed the dim, dirty air, before saying in a deep, demonic tone,
I smell you, little one. I just want a bite.
I covered my mouth to stop my harsh breathing. The figure slowly turned around and stepped into the hallway, walking down towards where Zara counted. I wanted to leave and run, far away from here, and go to the comfort of my home. But I couldn't leave them here with that thing roaming around. Coming from under the bed, I slowly crept towards the door and pulled it open slightly. Slowly walking down the hall, turning my head behind me to watch if the creature tried to sneak up on me. I bumped into something hard and stiff. Raising my head up, I saw Hayden turning around and gave me a confused look.
Dude, watch where you're going,
he said, brushing his clothes off. I quickly shot up towards my feet and grabbed his arm and tried to pull him toward the stairs. He pushed me back and grabbed my jacket collar.
Hey, what's wrong with you?
He said, tightening his grip.
We need to leave this place. I just saw something.
I stumbled and stuttered over my words. As I said those words, Hayden and I heard screaming down the hall, as well as multiple footsteps. Tammy and Zara raced down the hallway towards us. Hayden loosened his grip on me and put me down and turned near Tammy and Zara.
What is wrong with you guys?
Hayden said, annoyed, and turned his back towards the hall Tammy and Zara came from.
There's something down there. It's big and grayish,
Tammy stuttered. Hayden looked more annoyed and walked down the hallway Tammy claimed to see the creature. He looked down the hall and turned around to us and threw his hands up.
You're all just being paranoid.
Hayden stopped his sentence before pulling the handgun out of his waistband and fired four shots. A large sickle plunged into Hayden's chest and cut upwards. His blood splattered over the dirt and moss on the walls and dropped to his knees. A tall, crooked-shaped man with long, twisted arms and a big smile housing sharp teeth pierced his skin. A sickle in one hand and Hayden's decapitated head in the other. The figure twisted itself and opened his jaw, 10 times as wide as any human could, and devoured Hayden's head. The figure set its big, round, red eyes on us.
It licked its weapon covered with Hayden's blood off, then walked towards us.
One bunny down, three to go.
It said in that same demonic voice. We all ran toward the old rusty steps. In a rush, we tumbled over each other and fell down the steps. Once we all hit the damp, dirty floor, I slowly got up and stood up, while helping Tammy and Zara, who was clenching her right ankle.
Tammy, help me with Zara. Hurry.
I lashed at her, picking her up and throwing her left arm around my neck. Tammy doing the same with her right. We quickly made our way through the halls of the hospital in search of the room we came in. The scraping of metal caught our attention as the figure slowly made its way towards us, the smile growing larger on its face. It quickly picked up its pace. We started running with Zara on our shoulders. Tammy somehow tripped and brought Zara down with her. Zara screamed in pain. Tammy quickly got up and tried pulling her up, but I quickly pulled her back as the figure tried to slash at her. Zara tried crawling away before the figure placed its foot on her back and slashed her to shreds with its sickle. It took a bite out of her cheek and mauled what was left of her face.
Two bunnies down, two to go,
it said, while stepping on Zara's body. Tammy and I booked it down the hallway. As we ran, the creature screamed, and it screamed loudly. Turning the right corner, the front door was in view. As Tammy and I ran towards the door, footsteps came running towards us. Taking a quick look behind us, two more of those creatures joined up with the original and chased us, slowly gaining on us. As they got closer, I slowly started to slow down as I tried to keep up with Tammy. I reached my hands out and grabbed her shoulders and threw her to the ground. She fell into the wall, and the footsteps stopped and screaming came from behind us. I turned around for the last time and saw Tammy reaching her arm out for me as they bit and slashed her. I burst through the door and slammed it behind me. I nearly tripped down the decrepit steps as I rushed toward my bike. I yanked my bike from the tree and started pedaling as fast as I possibly could. I looked over my shoulder and saw the original creature that had killed Hayden and Zara. With its free hand, it held up three fingers and smiled so hard its face was deforming. I pedaled to my house without stopping for air. I got home and couldn't sleep at all that night, or for the next week. I still couldn't process what happened that night. An investigation was launched, but they never found the bodies. It's been 5 years since that night. I even left my hometown, but it hasn't left my mind at all. The way Tammy looked at me while being mauled to death by whatever those things were. Sometimes I see her in my dreams, tormenting me, asking why I did it. I could never give her a straight answer.